North Korea punishes Christians as spies. Ministries redouble their caution. Volunteers are helping Bible translation with a shovel and backhoe in Papua New Guinea. And an evangelistic campaign sees fruit in the Czech Republic. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In an unusual move, the North Korean government recently announced the arrest of foreign spies and native citizens who are working for Foreign Intelligence Service. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says, although those arrested worked as portrait photographers, it appears there were also active Christians in the underground church.
The people that I have talked to who are familiar with this situation have some concern that these people have already been executed, that their life has already ended, because if the North Korean government believes that they're spies, the trial and judgment process will be very rapid for them.
What this means, says Nettleton, is that prayer may be what holds the doors open.
Already, ministries like Voice of the Martyrs, other ministries who were active in North Korea, use the utmost caution. But I think this just reminds us that even when we think we're being as careful as we possibly can, we still need to be more careful to protect those that we work with inside North Korea.
Next, emergency rule declared in Pakistan has placed it on the prayer radar for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church this Sunday. Persecution in Pakistan ebbs and flows, says Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner. In the deteriorating stability, Sharia law is not a threat for the entire country, but
I think you're going to see it in certain areas, certainly in the Northwest Province. That's a bit of the problem, is that they have declared Sharia law in the Northwest Province, and basically are operating completely outside of the federal government's jurisdiction. And that's part of the concern for that country.
Penner says Christians in Pakistan will likely lay low. As IDOP approaches, persecuted believers rarely ask for prayers for their own physical safety.
Safety in most countries is not even considered a normal part of life. And so safety only in as much as perhaps that they'll be able to continue to spread the gospel, that they'll be bold in their faith, that they won't deny Christ in the midst of their afflictions.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Podaites of Bibles for the World witnessed the baptism of 25 Orthodox Hindu converts on their most recent trip to India. The converts are part of a 1.5 million Meitei people of Manipur State. Bibles for the World provided 500,000 copies of the New Testament years ago. Only certain Meitei could read it, but now the gospel is spreading. Moy Podaiti says,
the good seed was sown, and we are beginning to see the harvest. It's very, very exciting.
Podaiti says unless new believers are the head of the household, they're usually separated from their families. However, the body of Christ has responded.
When we first began, every single convert was thrown out of their homes. And so one of our pastors bought a large piece of land, and he let them stay. All of those displaced people, they were thrown out.
Pray that Meitei believers would share their newfound hope in Christ. Meanwhile, Wycliffe Associate volunteers will be repairing 20 damaged airstrips depended on for basic travel in Papua New Guinea. Many of them are in stages of disrepair, which make them a safety hazard for the mission aviation pilots to land on. Papua New Guinea has more than 850 indigenous languages and is one of the highest priorities for Bible translation in the world. Without safe airstrips, that means translators have to walk in without the right supplies, which further delays translation work. Pray that the repairs go smoothly. And 4 days of evangelization by the local church of the IN Network Czech Republic yielded encouraging results. Believers are important partners to the town, thanks to the work of the young people there and to the evangelistic vision of the IN worker. Two people prayed for salvation during the most recent outreach last month. The Lord is doing a new work in the small church as He rebuilds and strengthens it. Pray for the others who also heard the Christian message. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.